And taking a look at sports now this morning here on KJAN, as Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 31-yard field goal in overtime, and the Oakland Raiders got a defensive stop to seal what might have been the final game ever in Oakland with a 23-20 victory over the San Diego Chargers on Thursday night. Derek Carr threw a touchdown pass and led the winning overtime drive for the Raiders, who could be moving to the Los Angeles area after the season. It also made Charles Woodson a winner in his final home game with the Raiders, as he will retire after his 18th NFL season. Phillip Rivers threw for 277 yards and a touchdown for the Chargers. They lost their seventh straight division game. Rashad Penny returned the opening kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown, and San Diego State routed Cincinnati 42-7 in the Hawaii Bowl on Thursday. The Aztecs won their final 10 games to match the longest winning streak in school history. Penny had his third kickoff return for a score this season and second 100-yarder, and broke the Hawaii Bowl record for the longest return before a sparse crowd of 14,537 at Aloha Stadium. San Diego State rushed for 207 yards, topping the 200 mark for the 10th consecutive game, and finished with 336 yards on total offense. Donnell Pumphrey, the Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year, had 99 yards on 25 carries. He threw a 16-yard touchdown pass to Dakota Gordon and had a 1-yard scoring run early in the fourth quarter. Gordon also had a 1-yard run and finished with 4 catches for 58 yards. Cincinnati finishes the season at 7-5. Jamari Bogan rushed for 215 yards and 4 touchdowns on Thursday, powering Western Michigan past Middle Tennessee 45-31 in the Bahamas Bowl for its first bowl victory. Western Michigan moved to 8-5 on the year and had lost their previous 6 bowl games. The Broncos ended a 4-game winning streak for Middle Tennessee, who finishes at 7-6. Bogan broke a tie game with a 1-yard touchdown with 6:12 left, setting up the score with a 61-yard burst. He added another 1-yard score with 5 minutes remaining after Rontavious Atkins' 29-yard interception return to the Middle Tennessee 4. Bogan also had a 62-yard touchdown and a 46-yard score. He averaged 11.3 yards per carry. Western Michigan's Corey Davis finished with 8 carries for 183 yards and a touchdown. Daniel Braverman had 5 receptions for 101 yards and a score. Richie James had 2 touchdown catches and 1 touchdown run for Middle Tennessee. Brent Stoxel threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns to go with his interception in the loss. And also in baseball news, a person familiar with negotiations says second baseman Daniel Murphy and the Washington Nationals have agreed to a 3-year contract. The person spoke on condition of anonymity Thursday night because the agreement first reported by ESPN was subject to a successful physical. Drafted by the Mets in 2006, the 30-year-old starred in October when he homered in a record 6 straight postseason games and was voted the MVP in the Mets National League Championship Series victory over the Chicago Cubs. But he made key errors in the 4th and 5th games of New York's 5-game World Series loss to the Kansas City Royals. Murphy hit .281 this year with a career-best 14 homers and 73 RBIs in 7 seasons, all with the Mets. He has a .288 average with 62 homers and 402 RBIs. Murphy became a free agent after the season and rejected the Mets' $15.8 million qualifying offer. A.J. Blazek has been hired as Rutgers offensive line coach. The new coach, Chris Ash, announced the hiring on Thursday, saying he has known Blazek for 15 years. An offensive lineman at Iowa, Blazek spent the last 3 seasons as the offensive line coach and run game coordinator at Western Illinois. He also has worked at Winona State in Minnesota and Fort Hays State in Kansas. Before he began his collegiate coaching career at Iowa, Blazek played 2 seasons for the Chicago Rush of the Arena Football League. And also, American Pharoah's sweep of the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes for horse racing's first Triple Crown since 1978 has been selected as the Sports Story of the Year in the annual vote conducted by the Associated Press. 82 ballots were submitted from U.S. editors and news directors. Voters were asked to rank the top 5 sports stories of the year, with the first place story receiving 5 points, the second place story 4 points, and so on. American Pharoah's Triple Crown win received 317 points and 43 first-place votes in results announced on Thursday. The number 2 sports story was the Deflategate scandal that ensnared Super Bowl-winning Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. It had 191 points and 13 first-place votes in that annual vote. Coming up over the weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs look to continue their winning ways as they will be back at home at Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Cleveland Browns with still playoff implications on the line. The Chiefs are just a game back for the AFC West lead against the Denver Broncos. And the Chiefs finish at home games with the Browns and the Raiders. Tamba Ali had surgery on his thumb here this week, but is expected to possibly still play on Sunday against the Browns. We'll have that one for you here on the Chiefs Radio Network. That'll be a kickoff of noon is when we'll pick it up here on KJAN. That's a look at sports here for you this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.